Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi, covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else. With Sports Talk Mississippi's Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk of On3 Sports. Now get ready for Thunder and Lightning.
This is Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi. Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk here with you on a Wednesday morning. Thanks for joining us here at supertalk.fm or wherever it is that you get podcasts from. We appreciate you guys out there, our great listeners, especially our servicemen and women out there taking care of us. Bash at the Beach 96, 97? What is that?
96.
Is that the one? That's the one, right?
I believe that's the one, yeah.
Oh, man. That's a piece of history there. Very nice. Very nice. Yep. All right, we want to thank our sponsors over at Strange.
Look at all this trash in this ring.
All this trash reminds me of these Ole Miss fans out here, brother.
No, it would be, you would be turning on Mississippi State.
I would be turning on Mississippi State. You're right. Yeah, yeah.
You just gotten tired of the burner accounts from Mississippi State.
Borky and Rippy or Hall and Nash.
Yes.
Yeah. With Trillion Dollar Richard running the show in the background. Well, thank God.
State 420-69. It was just too much.
Let's thank our sponsors over at Strange Brew Coffee House and Churn and Spoon Ice Cream. Start your day the right way with a trip to the drive-thru over at Strange Brew Coffee House here in Starkville or at Brupolo over in Tupelo. It would be a little weird, Robbie, if Brupolo was in Blodgett.
That would be a little weird.
Wherever you are in our great state, you can enjoy Strange Brew Coffee each and every morning. It's just a click away at strangebrewcoffeehouse.com. This holiday season, for the coffee lover in your life, hook them up with a gift from strangebrewcoffeehouse.com. The Mississippi Beef Council wants to remind you that beef, it is what's for dinner. Christmas is coming up. That's a beef holiday. That's a prime rib day. That's a beef tenderloin day. Beef Wellington. That's a day to enjoy the best. And you can do that with beef. So if you haven't already made your plans with your local butcher, your local meat market guy, talk to them and say, hey, I need to have this ready on this day. I'm already making my plans. You should be doing the same. And hey, leading up to it, if you want to enjoy a great steak here in the state of Mississippi, we have literally dozens, if not 100+, great steakhouses here in the state of Mississippi. If you haven't voted for yours already, do it at the Mississippi Beef Council's Facebook page, your favorite steakhouse, your favorite burger joint. Beef, it's what's for dinner, thanks to our friends at the Mississippi Beef Council. College Corner, collegecornerstore.com is the place to find the maroon and white merchandise that you are looking for. They're putting together a wish list for you guys at College Corner. I'll be tweeting that out. The Mississippi State wish list. It's going to have a lot of great stuff on there, all in one spot where you can find some great gifts this holiday season. Two locations to serve you in the Jackson area, Ridgeland by Fleet Feet, Flowood by the Half Shell. You can always shop online at collegecornerstore.com. Restaurant Tyler, Starkville's flagship restaurant. Lunch, dinner, Sunday brunch. The best meal in town is always at Restaurant Tyler. I'm over here trying to, there we go. I had to finagle my phone out of my pocket there. Best meal in town, always at Restaurant Tyler. Robbie Falk getting ready to enjoy a fantastic meal at Restaurant Tyler. I know he's fired up. He's probably drinking like gallon buckets of water. He's trying to stretch the stomach as much as he can.
Yeah, it's got to grow.
The secrets of Joey Chestnut. He's been reading those. He's getting ready to attack me this weekend.
I'm going to dip that sweet potato cornbread in water. Just like he does the buns.
If you do that at the table, I'm getting up. I'll sit somewhere else. Just send me the tab when it's over. I'm not sitting with you if you do that. That's disgusting.
No, I'm not going to do that.
I appreciate you. If you want to enjoy a fantastic meal, if you want to have a great occasion, you can do it. It's just this trip away at Restaurant Tyler. Priority One Bank, 16 locations to serve you throughout Central Mississippi. Let PriorityOneBank.com be your guide and show you not only where they're located, but they're going to show you how they're going to help you invest, manage your money, and more importantly, help you plan for the future. Now more than ever, it's important when you have questions about your money to be able to get answers and get them quickly and talk to a real person. That's the service level that you're getting from Priority One Bank. Let Priority One Bank make you their priority. We are back with the rumblings. It's good to be back. We've missed the rumblings the past year. I know Robbie especially has missed the rumblings the past few weeks.
I have. I need that day.
You just need to have that day where we're having fun. So
I need it.
Let's jump into it. And of course, now the rumblings are brought to you by our good friends over at Paul Davis Restoration here in the Golden Triangle and in Tupelo. They want to let you know that they extend beyond the Golden Triangle, that if you have a disaster and you live in Tupelo, you should give Paul Davis Restoration a call. When disaster strikes, you need a name you can trust. Paul Davis Restoration is here to help you recover from water, fire, mold, and storm damage 24/7. Their expert team provides fast, professional service to restore your home or business to its original condition. But they don't stop at restoration. They offer property improvement services to make your space better than ever. Paul Davis Restoration, because your recovery and property improvement are their priorities. Call them at 662-769-7285. Let them bring your property back to life. Paul Davis Restoration, Golden Triangle, sponsoring the rumblings. Let's just dive right in. Our first question today comes to us from Tanner Pounders, who is a first-time rumbler, long-time listener. When you put on your shoe, what shoe do you put on first? You know, I love a good, simple, basic question, Rob, because you don't ever think about these kind of things. What shoe do you put on first?
I think it's the right foot.
I go left.
Really?
I put my left shoe on first.
You know, I don't. I've never thought about that.
Yeah, put my left leg in my pant. My pants, put the shoe on, and I put the right leg. So there you go. That's how I roll. Also wants to know, when you make a PB&J, what do you put on the bread first? It's peanut butter first. It's a peanut butter and jelly, not a jelly and peanut butter.
It's jelly for me. Well, here's why.
Why?
The jelly is easier to clean off the knife with the other piece of bread. And then you dip the knife into the peanut butter.
I see. Convenience.
I actually just ate a PB&J. There you go. And that's what I did. Spread the jelly on. And on the other piece of bread, you wipe off both sides of the knife that's got the jelly on it to get all the jelly remnants off. And then you put the knife in the peanut butter, relatively clean. And then after that, I got to immediately wash the peanut butter off the knife because I can't stand there being excess peanut butter on my knife when I put it in the dishwasher.
Okay. I understand. Very good. All right.
Yeah.
Colton Watson joins us now. Finally, where were you at on that first question, huh? Rank these players that should have stayed at least one more year by how much both they and state could have benefited. Deronia Wilson, Mike Mackay Polk, Josh Robinson, DJ Stewart, Rodney Hood. Rodney Hood is last because he went to Duke and became a first-round pick, so he wouldn't have benefited at all from being at Mississippi State and being on those Rick Ray teams. So he's last.
Ugh.
I hate to say it. Isn't Deronia Wilson first? Because who knows how different his life is. You know, which, you know, he's no longer with us. I have to put him first. It feels like that would have been the easy choice.
And I do always wonder about that. But also, like, I'm kind of like, he kind of was what he was. Mm-hmm. I think he would have benefited coming back for another season, mm-hmm. and he probably would have been drafted or whatever. But, you know, I don't know. But I really would have liked to have seen, you know, what that was 16, right? That he would have come back.
Yes. Yes.
I remember talking to
him and Fred Ross with Nick Fitzgerald. Yeah.
I remember talking to AJ Brown about that when we were just sitting around talking at practice one day at Starkville. And he was just telling me, you know, about Mississippi State, kind of what he was hearing from him.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that they were talking about was like he would be a really good piece with Deronia Wilson. And he was, you know, that was like a selling point for him, but obviously never happened.
Yeah. So I'm gonna rank them like this. I'm going to go Wilson 1. I think DJ Stewart is 2. Would have really benefited State to have him back, and I think he could have maybe improved his draft status.
Mm-hmm. Mackay Polk, that would have been 22. That team won 9 games.
Yeah, I mean, but if they had had a, you know, if they had had Polk with Ra Ra Thomas, and that would have helped. It maybe might have been worth another win. So we'll go with him.
I think he would have got drafted after that because he would have.
Yeah,
he would have had.
He had back to back seasons of like 100 plus catches. Yeah, it's tough not to draft that guy. Josh Robinson, I mean, it would have helped him a lot. And State was so bad. Let's switch them because State was so bad running the ball in 2015.
Josh is more important than Deronia Wilson.
Yeah. I'm changing Deronia Wilson. I got him at number one just because I mean, I think if he doesn't leave, then his life maybe doesn't go the way it ends up.
Luckily, Josh is still with us and hopefully doing well. But another year with him, that 2015 season when State had no running back.
Yeah, they couldn't run.
I mean,
maybe it's different. So maybe him second, DJ third.
More than did Mississippi State.
Yeah, let's put him second, DJ third, Polk fourth, and then Rodney Hood dead last. And that will be the last Rodney Hood reference on this podcast, hopefully ever.
Yes.
When was the last game in any sport that was nothing but a treat to watch and an insane comfy win from start to finish versus major competition? It was last Wednesday.
Yes.
It wasn't that long ago.
And then
true or false?
Before that, it was probably the national championship.
I'm trying to think, was there a game in football where it was just easy, you know, the whole way? The two games against Texas A&M and Arkansas in 2022 for football, State dominated those games. They were never in any trouble.
Yeah.
So I'll go with those two. True or false, Keyshawn Murphy is every bit as if not more important to this basketball team than Tolu was a year ago. Huge difference in State's play with him being able to play free versus being in foul trouble. I mean, Keyshawn is not – no, I disagree with that. I disagree. I think Tolu was more important.
Your post presidents last year down the stretch, like, it really felt like State just needed Tolu to be good to really move forward. I mean, they were able to overcome it in a lot of games, especially like in the SEC tournament, but he just wasn't playing well down the stretch, and I think it hurt State, especially in the NCAA tournament. You needed that guy. You just didn't have it.
Mm-hmm.
I think you can – I mean, I think you need Keyshawn, no doubt about it, but I think you can survive if he's in foul trouble or not in the game.
Yeah, which is what they did this past weekend. So.
Yeah. There were times last year where, like, I just think Tolu was the difference.
Sidelines Hail State ask, if your restaurants in Starkville entered the transfer portal, which restaurants would you try to keep and which restaurants would you try to bring in? I mean, right off the top, Robbie, we can ask about four Mexican restaurants. They can just go.
Yes.
All right.
That's the fat that we're cutting. That's the guys that need to transfer down.
We're also gonna cut either Peppers or McAllister's. We only need one of those. I'm gonna cut McAllister's. I like Peppers.
Well, sometimes I like the certain sandwiches at Peppers, and sometimes I like the certain sandwiches at McAllister's.
I'm gonna keep them both.
Yeah, like I like the club sandwich from McAllister's.
All right.
I like the BLT at Peppers.
They don't have a BLT. You can't.
They
switch
do, but it's not the. I like it better at Peppers.
All right. Well, then we'll go with that.
And then the soups are, to me, a little different. I like Pepper's potato soup more than I do McAllister's.
Okay. Let me think here. What else can we cut? Can we cut Slim Chickens? Slim Chickens is in the portal.
It's out.
They're out.
Last time I went there, it took 20 minutes to get my food.
Just not good. Out. It's not great. Anything else need to go?
McDonald's. McDonald's is out.
Well, I mean, but McDonald's is McDonald's. You got to keep McDonald's. People are going to want to eat there.
I don't want to eat there.
You don't want to eat there. Other people want to eat there. One of them closed.
Do I get to pick? Is this your?
I'm just saying, like, we got to keep a McDonald's. That's a popular enough restaurant that people would want to keep it. We would want to keep McDonald's.
That's like just keeping a player for stars.
Well, that's what we're doing.
It's not helping me.
The one down the road from me closed. Did you see this? The one on across.
Did it close?
It's closed. Down to one McDonald's here. We're a one McDonald's town now.
Good.
I know.
Now, can they please bulldoze that gas station? And
we need to bulldoze. It's crazy, that whole lot. There's that now. That gas station is empty now, and then you have the bumpers down. Like, do something.
Bulldoze it and put a nice business there.
Something. All right. So, what are we bringing in? What do we want to attract?
I'm spending a lot of money. This is my defensive tackle edge guy.
You're spending big money on what? What?
I'm taking the Chimes. I'm going to spend $2 million on the Chimes to transfer.
I mean, I love where your head's at. I do love where your head's at. We are really setting the bar high here.
Hey, we got to do something, okay? We need defensive linemen. We need elite talent.
We need
going straight to the top. I'm shooting my shot.
I love it. I mean, I'd be there with you every day. We would eat at the Chimes a lot. A
Oh
lot.
yes, it would be a once a week
Oh, easily.
appointment.
Easy money. I was just trying to think in terms of what's a chain restaurant that we don't have? A Five Guys? Do we want to get a Five Guys in here?
I, you know what? I might take some flack for this. I need an Olive Garden in Starkville.
Oh.
I absolutely love Olive Garden.
Okay.
Anybody that talks bad about Olive Garden,
We can get Olive
they're
Garden
hating.
cheap, I think. We don't have to overpay for Olive Garden.
No, this it's a you know it's a
What
very
about like a
good.
Texas Roadhouse
Oh
out there? We
yes,
need one of those.
bring it in.
We need a chain steakhouse.
I'll take Texas Roadhouse or Longhorn, either
Okay.
one of them.
Okay. And then we need a fast food option. So does Five Guys going to be it, or do we want to go? Is there something we're lacking here? Like a Philly cheesesteak? Do you want to get Lenny? Can we get Lenny's back? Can Lenny's transfer back in? I loved
We
Lenny's.
have so many sandwich
But
places.
they did Philly cheesesteaks better than Elba's too. I like Jersey Mike's though, so maybe that's not the way to go.
I don't know. What is a fast food restaurant that Starkville just doesn't have that I want an Arby's back. I love
Arby's.
Arby's.
Sold. Arby's.
Yeah.
All right. That's our plan of attack. We're spending big money on the Chimes. We're going to go middle of the road for a chain steakhouse and an Olive Garden, and then we're going to pick up an Arby's on the way in.
And drop like four Mexican
Yeah.
restaurants.
We'll drop four
That'll
Mexican
handle it,
restaurants.
baby.
We can.
Starboard is locked in at that point.
I'm trying to think, is there anything else that's just pressing? We could just get rid of that. I'm trying not to attack any of the local restaurants.
Right.
Trying to
Yeah, we
stay.
don't want to
I
throw
know the
them out.
Mexican ones are, but I'm just saying they're all the same. If El Veracruz closed tomorrow, does anybody? It's like if a tree fell in the woods.
Well, my daughter would probably be upset because she likes the bean and cheese dip.
They sell bean and cheese dip at other places. It's
I
just
know,
not
but
free.
it comes with the
It's free. I know
chips,
it's free. I know.
and the kids have a discount. I like
Yeah.
El Veracruz.
Okay. Well, then fine. Then Casa Brava can go. How about that?
We don't have to name names,
I'm just saying.
okay? But I don't care what it is.
The only
Let's
one
take
that
four or
can't go
five
is the
of them
one that
out.
I like. All right, the rest of them are fair game. As long as
I
me
like Uno
and the
Mas.
lives,
I
I'm
want Uno
good.
Mas to stay. I love Uno
Uno
Mas.
Mas doesn't count. That's a different restaurant.
Well,
That's different.
it's Mexican.
Yeah, but it's not the same. They got
Okay.
that's a Mexican restaurant where there is different stuff. It's not the same menu everywhere, you know.
That's true.
Yeah. All right. All right. All
The burrito is
Yeah, I know
very
you're a big
good.
fan. Big fan.
P5 burrito.
There you go. Jackson Waldrop asked us. Well, Jackson, you didn't. Ooh, Jackson, you didn't lock up that question, Jackson. I'm sorry. Moving on.
Lock your questions,
Got to
ladies and
lock it
gentlemen.
up. Ford Polk asks, why would you play an away game in basketball on Friday night, the night before your last home game in football? Why not give the fans that can't make it to a basketball game the opportunity to see this team? This was supposed to be for last week. I'm talking about the SMU game. So yeah, they played at SMU, and then, well, I mean. The schedule just kind of is what it is there. I mean, I'm sure they would have liked to have had a home game there and probably will next year, but
They used to do this all the time with Rick Stansbury. He used to schedule those non-conference home games around football home games. And I wish they did that a little bit more. It would help out their attendance on those weekends for sure. I don't like these I don't like these games against the SWAC teams, to be honest with you. I don't think it does much for Mississippi
Now,
State to play these games.
if you're going to
I
play
wish they would.
those games, you should play Jackson State or
Yeah.
Mississippi Valley. Don't play. Why are we playing out of state SWAC schools?
I just don't think it does anything for you. I mean, even if you killed them, it doesn't do anything to help your metrics. Doesn't, I mean, it can only be bad. It's kind of like baseball, you know?
Also from Ford. Rank these traffic issues by most frustrating to least frustrating. Sitting at a red light and not getting to move up until after the lights changed. Left lane rider doing five under the limit. Someone pulling out in front and doing under the limit. Someone out for a Sunday drive at 7:45 on a Monday morning. I think the first one, I think the left lane rider doing five under the limit is incredibly annoying.
Yeah.
And I will get in
I
behind them and stay there until they move.
also am annoyed by the people that pull out like they have to hurry up and pull out in front of
But then
you
they
when
go
they're
slow.
going slower.
That's up there. Yeah, I agree. Sitting at the red light, there's a lot of red lights in town that go quick. And sometimes you just, if the line's long enough, there's nothing you can do. That is frustrating, but sometimes you just can't do anything about it.
Yeah.
I don't mind that one that much. And Sunday drive at 7:45 on a Monday morning. I don't know that I've ever run into that, to be honest with you.
Well, it's just somebody kind of cruising.
Yeah, I guess. I mean,
like you're trying to get somewhere, and
I've never had that pop up in my life, to my knowledge. So we'll see.
Okay.
The Maroon Buffoon asks us, at what point should I allow myself to buy back in and renew my season tickets? You know, as soon as you see that Jackson Arnold graphic, you're going to be like, I'm in. There's no question.
I think a lot of people have like threatened to like stop following, take away their, you know, NIL, yeah, all that stuff. If State has an inkling of success in the portal, people are going to be all in next year. People are going to be talking about, you know, this team might slip up and get 7 or 8 wins. Everybody's going to be right back on board. I mean, that's the thing is like, I mean, people will even, a lot of people are going to forget about, you know, the defensive staff if they have some success in the portal. That's one of the things we talked about is like, yeah, they've got to show signs of life in recruiting. The only thing that really matters at this point is upgrading their talent. And can they do that? That's the big question.
Let's see here. The Allegheny Boys Tennis Program asks us, hey, Robbie and Brian, I'm stumped, and I don't want to cheat by using the internet to find the answer to this question. Kentucky finished 1-7 in the SEC this year. Who on earth did they beat for their only conference win? Was it a great team? I mean, it was an okay team. They were all right. It was Ole Miss.
They were on the outside of the playoff. I mean,
they're
good,
okay.
Good little team. Good, yeah, good solid team.
They were B plus player. That's a good little spot for them, I think.
Oh man!
All right.
You know, somebody's sitting around saying rent free, and y'all were 2-10, all that stuff. But
look, if you're one of those
fans, you have to laugh at the failures of others to feel good about yourself.
If you're an Ole Miss fan listening and you're thinking those thoughts right now, if you're thinking rent free and, you know, blah blah blah, here, look at me right in the eye. Look at me right in the eye. You're listening to this podcast. You are listening to this podcast.
You love us.
Do you hear what I'm saying to you? You're listening to me, and I don't do that rent free shit. My tips are open on Twitter, so send me my money. Apologize for the language.
Sorry, Mom. That wasn't me.
Sorry, children. All right. Mark Burleson asked me, my wife has been obsessed with Hulk Hogan since she was a kid. She finally met him a few weeks ago. Being an Ultimate Warrior fan, when should I pack my things and leave? Mark, I'm just going to let you know, I'm going to assume this is your wife in the picture here on your Twitter account. So you're telling me you have a beautiful wife who's a wrestling fan. She'll be single for about 15 minutes, buddy. I wouldn't leave. I would hold on.
There are plenty of nerds out there that would.
I mean, it will not be a long wait for her. I promise.
Hang on for dear life.
Like grim death. Hold on. All right. Patrick Swindle, what food item is a must-have for you during Christmas, or it just wouldn't be Christmas? He would ask a food question. He is a giant of a man.
Big John Studd.
Yeah. Exactly. He looks like Big John Studd a little bit.
Haystacks Calhoun.
Yeah. Well, he is a farmer. You know what it is for me? Sausage balls. That is a holiday food for me. I got to have
it
sausage
is.
Balls around.
And the cocktail weenies.
Oh, yeah. 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 What about like a sweet? The Weiss family does these forgotten cookies. They're kind of like divinity.
Yes, they're really good.
That's something that I now associate with the holiday.
Those are really good. I had those at the Christmas party last year.
Yeah. Were there not any in your care package?
They might have been. I hadn't really. I mean, I've been picking.
Okay.
But I hadn't really dug in yet.
I got you.
I had those Oreo cluster things. Those
Oreo balls.
Oh, love them.
So good. They are.
What else?
Is there anything else?
We used to do. We don't do it anymore. I wish we did. My family did a brunch on Christmas Eve.
And oh.
Eggs, grits, bacon, the works. My mom's homemade bread, all that stuff.
Oh man, that sounds great. Yeah.
Yeah.
Another one from Patrick. Swindle here. Name a Christmas song that we hear this time of year on the radio or in stores that you wish would go away from forever. That's an easy one for me. But do you have one?
No, I love Christmas music.
Oh, I got one that when I say it, you're gonna be like, yeah. It's that. So this is Christmas.
Oh, I don't like that.
I don't need to be. Is that the one? No,
is
no,
that John
the
Lennon?
one. It's Christmas in Africa, the one that was Live Aid. When Bono is like, so tonight, thank God it's them instead of you. Like, I don't need that, Bono.
I don't think I've ever heard that.
Oh, you've heard it.
I don't like that one. So this is Christmas.
Yeah, I don't need to be brought down.
Is that John Lennon or?
I don't think it's him. I think I actually have it on my Christmas playlist. I was thinking of the Live Aid song. Let me see here. All right, hold on. Okay, the song I'm talking about, the Band Aid is Do They Know It's Christmas? That's one you don't want to hear. And then I don't know who sings the other one.
John Lennon.
So is it John Lennon?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The war is over.
Don't want to hear that.
I'm not a fan of that at all.
Yeah. I don't want to be brought down.
You know the one that a lot of people hate that I love?
What?
All I Want for Christmas Is You by Mariah Carey. Love it. I was talking about this to my wife last night. Is it not crazy to you that if you turn on the radio and you listen to Christmas music, almost all of it is 1950s, 1960s. Yeah. Like, they don't make classic Christmas songs anymore.
Except for Mariah Carey.
Mariah Carey was the last one.
Yeah.
Which was probably like
most of the Christmas 2000s. Songs we sing, some of them were written in like the 1800s.
Yeah. They just, like, they made them and then people just copied those.
Yeah.
Like, the ones you hear now on the radio that are new are recorded.
But it's just new artists recording old songs.
Yes. Yeah. They don't make those. Like, I don't know if there's anything like it. I mean, Christmas music was like created in the 1800s and the mid 1900s, and it just hasn't like grown. Like, people just kind of kept with what they knew, and that was it. And people still put out Christmas music, but it's not popular.
Yeah. All right. CJ Lunsford, if the quarterback room next year is MVB, Arnold, and Taylor, is that the best QB room in the country? First off, that will not be the QB room. There's no way Arnold and MVB are going to stay together. But secondly, no. There's not a single proven guy in that room. There's not one guy that you're just like, yeah, he's great.
Yeah.
I mean,
no, on paper, it looks good.
There's potential.
You have two SEC starters and a potential five-star quarterback.
Yeah.
So it looks great. But, I mean, at the same time, it's not like, I feel like Ole Miss's a couple years ago was better than that. Spencer Sanders, even though he was, not great, he had put up big numbers at Oklahoma State. And then you had a Jackson Dart who had a big year the year before for Ole Miss.
Yeah, two guys
and then a five-star quarterback.
Full proven seasons. Yeah. So
they're good.
I saw a funny as hell tweet about Walker Howard. Somebody saying he hit into the transfer portal. Just said the library just lost a valued customer. I thought that was hilarious.
And apparently true.
Well, I mean, he was never playing. Might as well go out. So, all right.
I called that on him, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
He transferred to Ole Miss. I never saw it with him. That he's been blown up, and he couldn't play at LSU. We knew he was redshirting at Ole Miss. He wasn't going to play. So, I mean, I just never got the hype with him, and now he's at ULL.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he had to pick a school where he knew he was going to play. And so we'll see if he's any good this year. Where are we here? Jay Smith, if a transfer edge or defensive lineman was guaranteed to get 10 sacks for our defense next year, how much NIL would you be willing to spend on him? Almost $3 million. If you told me Jaheim Otis was going to come in here and get 10 sacks, that's worth $3 million.
Well, if he's getting 10 sacks from nose tackle,
yes, that's what I'm saying.
Telling what else?
But any edge, anybody, 10 sacks to $3 million.
Yeah, but especially Jaheim Otis.
Yeah, if you said a nose tackle, doing it,
a nose tackle was going to have one of the best seasons you've ever had from a defensive lineman.
Yeah,
that means most of the time, if he has 10 sacks for the year, most of the time he is caving in the offensive line.
He's Jeff Simmonsing it. Even Simmons didn't have 10 sacks.
That means everything. Yeah, I would probably spend 2.5
plus. Yeah, easily.
For sure.
Easily. Mania season is upon us. Do you think that you guys think we will finally get Roman versus The Rock this year? I think they want that. I don't know if it'll happen though.
I could see it happening.
I can see it happen.
I think that let's see, what is the current situation with their titles? I can't remember.
Gunther's the world champion, right?
Who?
Gunther.
Yeah.
I think Gunther, you know who I think Gunther wrestles at Mania?
Drew McIntyre?
No. Cena. That's Cena's last Mania. Yeah.
They've already hyped him up to fight Bill Goldberg. I would rather
not. No, we don't want that. No.
I'd rather that not happen.
No, you get Cena wins the Royal Rumble, or Cena wins the Elimination Chamber or something, and you know, everybody's like, oh my God, John Cena, one last run. Gunther is the ultimate wet blanket for that.
Yeah.
And he'll come out and be like, come on.
I think The Rock's going to enter the Royal Rumble and
be number 30.
Yeah. And either, you know, he's going to win or Roman's going to eliminate him or something.
I think we get a triple threat for that. I think we get Cody versus Roman versus The Rock.
Possibly. So. That takes a little luster off of it for me.
It does. I don't know.
I want it straight up. Roman versus tribal Roman. Chief versus tribal chief.
I would like that, but I don't know. All right. We'll do one more here and then we'll go to the break. Kurt Kennard, if you controlled next year's roster with construction like EA College Football Dynasty mode, would you rather have a team with average talent or one or two superstars, or above average talent and no superstars? So here's the what he just said. Is that not Colorado? Colorado has average talent, but they have two superstars.
Yeah.
And they won what? They won 9 games this year in the Big 12. So in the SEC, who would that be? Like, Ole Miss isn't a good example, right? They have multiple 90-plus guys. You know, they have Nolan and Umami Ellen or that on the defense. Dart or that.
You know, it can't be Bama. No. I mean, it feels like they only have a couple of superstars, but they're above average everywhere else.
Yeah.
Can't be Georgia.
Who's Georgia's superstars? Beck had a terrible year.
I mean, they don't have
any. South Carolina? Sellers and the Stewart kid?
Yeah. Well, they also have the
Rocket Sanders,
Kyle Kennard,
the
guy that's defensive player of the year.
Yeah, I don't know. I think I'd rather have. I want to have
Tennessee. I mean, Tennessee's got above average talent too.
Yeah,
I don't think there's one in the SEC.
Yeah, I don't think there is one team like that in the SEC. I would rather have.
The closest is probably South Carolina.
If you have above average talent at every position, you're going to be a good enough team. So, whereas if you just have like one guy who's average, it depends on what position it's at. I mean, if it's a cornerback, that's going to be a problem. If it's an offensive lineman, that's a problem. So,
it does depend on the positions. If it's quarterback and like edge, then I would take the average talent.
Mm-hmm.
If it's, I mean, like above average though, is you're going to be solid across the board, I'm assuming. Mm-hmm. And I don't know.
Yeah, I agree with you. All right, let's move into the rest of the show. That's brought to you by our friends over at Pip Printing and Signs, reliable service for every business need. Whatever the business that you own is, whatever your message is, you want customers to hear it, you need a great printing program behind you. You can get that with Pip Printing and Signs. 30 years of experience helping businesses just like yours. Again, we talk about this a lot. Cam Baker, this is his number. This is not a number to the business, the number to his secretary, number to anybody else. This is the owner of the company's phone number. That's how dedicated he is to making sure that the service you receive is the best possible. 601-499-5216. Tell him you heard about it on Thunder and Lightning. Tell him you're a Bulldog fan and you can add 10% of your sale to go straight to the Bulldog Initiative in your name. When you need printing, call Pip Pip today. Two Brothers Smoked Meats in the heart of the Cotton District is the place to find the smoked Southern soul food that you are looking for. And we know that you are looking for it. We know that a trip to Two Brothers is on your mind even as we speak. Not just because I'm talking about it. It was already there. It was already in your heart. So make it happen for yourself. If you're in Starkville today or tomorrow or any day, make a trip to Two Brothers something that you get done. Or a trip to the older brother for a fancy sandwich. for the best French fries in town for Starkville's best new restaurant. That's the Older Brother. The Older Brother, Two Brothers Smoked Meats, right there in the Cotton District. Two great places to hang out here in Starkville. Great products, great service. Every business likes to promise it to you. They deliver it to you at Advantage Business Systems. They've been doing it for 50 years.
50?
50. When you need technology for your business, give Advantage Business Systems a call. When you need service on something they've sold you, you call the same number. You talk to the same people. Not a 1-800 number, not a call center, not somebody who's, you know, your business is very important to us. Please stay on the line. You are currently number 37. Nobody wants to hear that. You just want to hear hello. You can do that with Advantage Business System, 601-362-9192, or you can visit them online, absms.com. Find out how Advantage Business Systems will help your business do business. Before you go to the games here in Starkville, make sure you make a trip over to Maroon & Co. Before you're over at the hump this basketball season, grab a new MSU polo, T-shirt, pullover, whatever it is, at Maroon & Co. They've got the selection that nobody else has. Great stuff, great name brands, great looking items, and of course, the logos that you want. Use our promo code THUNDER15 to save 15% off regular price items. Some exclusions do apply. Before you go to the hump, make sure you go to Maroon & Co. All right, let's jump back into the questions here, and we are on to Ryan Wade, who asks, considering all of our football losses were by a TD or more, what is progress next year with State's brutal schedule? Only losing games by a field goal? I got to know what the roster looks like, but if they get the guys they want in the transfer portal, it's going to be about getting back into a bowl game. It's going to be about winning six games. That is progress. Anything less than that, I don't know that you've got the right guy in charge, I'll be honest with you. And I understand the schedule's brutal. This is the SEC. The schedule's brutal. Nothing you can do about it.
It needs to be more than just being closer in those games. I don't think anybody's going to sign up for that. They need to make a big jump. And a big jump could be five or six wins. And yeah. I think if you'll know, I mean, when you see them on the field, you'll know the difference between this year and last year. Mm-hmm. It'll look a lot like we thought it could look this year, where they're, you know, deep into ball games with people, they upset a team or two. That's what you're talking about next year. That, to me, is progress. Okay. Not you lost to Georgia by 10 and then you lost to them by 6, or, you know, you lost to Texas by whatever it was and it was a 10-point game this time. No, it needs to be you're upsetting some teams that people thought you couldn't beat. Mm. And, you know, you get 3 or 4 more wins than you did this year. That's what progress is this year or next year.
Let's see who's next here. Landon Smith. Rumors are if Jackson Arnold comes, he's bringing Nick Anderson with him. And also rumors are that MVB and Craver would leave if the first rumor happens. Obviously, Craver already in the portal. Are you good with this trade, Arnold and Anderson for MVB and Craver? Absolutely, because Anderson is the most proven commodity in there. If you're getting him, I mean, you're doing good.
Yeah, for sure. I agree with that 100%.
All right. Andy
asked. The other day I found out I was blocked by David Turner.
Yeah.
I don't remember knowing this, but the quarterback coach at Utah has blocked me as well.
Who is that?
Coy Detmer Jr.
Well, he used to be here, remember?
I don't remember getting blocked by him. But
well, now you got me curious. So let's do a live reveal here.
Well, I know I never said anything about him because
it's very, very random. I am not blocked by him, no. So, I don't know. That's really weird that you're blocked by him. Nobody likes you, Robbie. I'm the only one. Me and your wife. That's it.
Perfectly fine with that.
All right.
I've never spoken to Coy Detmer in my entire life. So, I wish him all the best. I don't know what I did to upset him, but
it is what it is. That's so weird. All right,
just mute people. Yeah. But why are you blocking?
That's another thing. Like you weren't following him.
No,
What did he gain? I don't know. All right, let's do it over here. Andy Atkinson, Double A, the enforcer. What would you set as the over under for the names of state players that I, the common fan that doesn't follow recruiting, would recognize that have entered the transfer portal? 2. He knows who Craver and Palak are.
Yeah, and then like the people that we've told people, you know, yeah, this is coming, or and this player is getting passed up. But the people are like, what's happening? I don't understand what's going on.
They don't listen to us, Rob. They don't listen.
I don't
know. I would say two.
Why you don't understand.
Yeah. All right. Let's see here. This one guy who's on our mentions is not very bright. We'll just move on with him. Rob Hadaway. When will the people rise up and tell all the administrators and coaches and fans, I'll say griping, about their placement or lack thereof in the college football playoff to shut up? They should have won more games. I did it yesterday on Sports Talk. Shut up. Beat Vanderbilt. Beat Kentucky, and you're
That's
in.
That's the thing. You literally forfeit the argument whenever you lose those ball games, because we're not talking about you're playing, you know, a gauntlet of a schedule and you've lost to – you know, Ole Miss lost to Florida, who barely made a bowl game, a very mid LSU team.
Mm-hmm.
And now, granted, at Tiger Stadium, which has been a tough place for them. And then the second worst team in the league in Kentucky. That Kentucky team got ran out by Louisville, an ACC team.
Mm-hmm.
So you forfeited that right. You forfeited the right to be included in the playoff. It has nothing to do with strength of schedule, all that stuff. They're talking about, well, I guess we need to adjust our scheduling. You can't adjust your scheduling on these teams. You lost to Kentucky at home.
If they were 9-3 and they had lost to Penn State or lost to Arizona State like Mississippi State did, and then didn't make the playoff, then you have a very strong argument, right? You're like, if we had played a nobody, we'd be in. We'd be 10-2 and we'd be in. That's not the case. You lost to terrible teams in your own conference. You have no argument. You're just soft. Just admit that you're soft.
Yeah.
All right.
And it's just like it's still ongoing. Like, just be quiet.
Yeah.
You didn't deserve to get in. You're not in. Alabama, South Carolina, Ole Miss, you didn't do the job.
Right. Rob Hadaway, please rank these lies told by the MSU Athletic Department. Nike owns the Interlochen MSU. 34,127 people attended the spring game. Arnett Moultrie's knee was hurt. Metal detectors will be required in all SEC stadiums by the fall of 2020. Apparently, that's not the case. He was telling me that I think we went to Tennessee and there was no metal detector. So,
well, they probably should put a metal detector.
They probably should have that.
This day and age.
Number one is the interlocking. That is number one. That was a 20-year lie.
Yes.
Number two, and
one that, you know, some of this other stuff's kind of like silly, but that one is what pisses people off. Like that's something that people actually loved.
Just today, Robbie, just today, another update to EA College Football, no interlocking. It's just intentional at this point.
That's
intentional.
See, and that, like, I talked to several people about that back in the summer.
Yeah.
And they told me, you know, I don't know what's going on with this. This is, you know, we sent our stuff in. Well, now I've come to the conclusion I was lied to on that.
Yeah,
I will gladly admit that I was probably lied to about that, because we've put in now the alternate uniform with the snowflakes on them in the game, but not the interlocking. So it's now purposeful. It's now you're trying to keep it out of the game. And I don't understand it. We have the pirate helmet on there. It doesn't make any sense to me.
I agree.
So I don't know what – this is a very deep issue within the university.
It's weird.
That goes across several different athletic department leaders.
Yeah.
And Mississippi State just like it. I don't know what it is about it, but they refuse. I'm shocked that it got a game last year.
Yeah.
They refuse to use it. It just blows my mind.
So that's one. We'll go metal detectors, two. Moultrie knee is three.
That was quite a lot.
34-127. So that
spring game.
That was the Mullins' second spring game, right? That was after he's beaten Ole Miss, and that's why they made it 41-27, because that was the score of the game. But there were enough people at that spring game. He had a good crowd for that game. That it's probably not that far off. It probably isn't. They made it that way, though. It's fourth.
Yeah.
So that's fourth. It's also harmless. So also from Rob, last one. If the game of trying to avoid last Christmas is called Whamageddon, what would a similar game involving Christmas and Dixie be called?
I don't know.
That's a good question, though. I mean, especially in this part of the world, you can't avoid Christmas and Dixie.
That was a staple in our house.
I love Christmas
morning. My dad played Christmas and Dixie and a lot of other Christmas classics.
Would you not? I have to think about that. So,
Mullet Madness.
Mullet. That's good. Scott Ming asked, when's the last time Mississippi State hosted the high school championship? If to me, it feels like it's been 8 years. They hosted in 17. Cam Akers played here, right?
Was that
Cam Akers
17?
Won a state championship here, I think.
Was
right?
that 17 or 16?
That would have been the 16 championships. You're right.
Yep. 16 was the last time.
But he's right. It has been 8 years then.
Yep.
Why is that?
South Panola versus Clinton. West Point obviously was in that one.
Yeah.
Lafayette might have won.
Yeah.
4A or.
Why has it been so?
Michael Fair. I don't know. I know that a lot of people want it to stay in Hattiesburg. Mm-hmm. And I think the MHSAA wants to kind of spread it around.
Right.
And from what I was told is that Mississippi State did not want it this year.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that they are in the running for it next year, which doesn't make any sense because it's
usually the team that doesn't host the Egg Bowl.
Yeah, that's usually what it is. It should have been this year that they hosted it. And man, that they would have really made some money because you had Noxubee, West Point, Choctaw County.
Yeah.
Baldwin's not far, Tupelo. Yeah. I mean, it would have made a lot of money with those teams there. Now, they made a lot of money on Hattiesburg and Poplarville. And Heidelberg actually brought a ton of people. I didn't know there was that many people in Heidelberg.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I don't understand why it has been that long. You know, Ole Miss has hosted, I think, twice since that time. They hosted in 17 because Starkville went.
Yeah.
And they hosted last year. I think that, yeah, that was it. So they've hosted twice since Mississippi State's been able to host. And Hattiesburg has hosted several times.
Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know.
All right. The ghost of Larry Templeton. That's the scariest ghost imaginable. Now that it's obvious no changes will be made in the defensive staff and the current game day experience, how hard of a sell do you see Zach Selman and Jeff Lebby having to do to get butts in the seats next year at Davis-Wade Stadium? I don't know that there's no do we know for sure there's going to be no changes to the game day experience? I want to say that first.
I don't know that for sure. I think there's a possibility that we could see some speaker system upgrades.
Yeah.
I don't expect LED lights, but I do think that they might could update their sound system.
Yeah.
Boils down. I mean, this portal haul is the most important thing for Mississippi State moving forward.
Right.
They have got to land a good group to get people excited again because you don't have the excitement otherwise right now. I mean, you've done nothing on the field to prove it. You've made no changes in the offseason to really get people excited. You're down to, you know, you've got to insert your own momentum here. So that's the biggest thing is, like, they just got to get players in here to get people on board.
Yeah. All right, Brogan Fairchild. Robbie, do you think the ceiling for women's basketball has changed from preseason expectations?
Yeah, it has for me a lot. I think they're a much better team than I thought they would be. I just didn't really know what to expect. So, yeah, the potential's there. That they have to put it all together consistently, and they've been kind of up and down, but so far have looked really good. I would have really liked to have seen them go on the road and win that game against Georgia Tech. That was a tough loss, especially having a chance to win it there at the end. But, you know, otherwise, I don't have a lot of complaints. You know, Georgia Tech's a lot better than we thought they were going to be, too. So I like it. But just like the men, this is going to be a gauntlet in SEC play.
Mm-hmm. Also from Brogan, if the head coaches of the four major sports could not coach or be involved in athletics, what career would they excel in? So let me think then. Lebby should be in politics. The way he coach speaks everything, he could do the same thing as like the governor.
I could see him being like a chef. Like if you put like it, just I know it sounds weird, but like if you put one of those shirts on him, like the professional, like button over,
just looks like a chef to you.
And he came in and was just like, "All right, guys, what we got right here is 100%, you know, pure Wagyu beef that we flew in from Japan. We're going to give it to you. Now, I want you guys to be real careful of the texture of it. Like, I could see him doing that.
We're going to be real intentional in the way we season it.
Yes. And on the side over here, we have a nice Cobb salad for you with our homemade, house-made ranch that we make in-house right here.
Right here in the building. We make it in the building.
If he walked in and he was the chef of a like world-class restaurant,
yeah,
and it's overseeing like the steaks and like I could, you know, to me, I feel like he could nail that. Okay.
All right.
Plus, he's a big guy. I mean,
he's a big man. No,
he knows his food, I'm sure.
Right. Jans is real easy, right?
Well, what do you think Jans is?
Be a dentist.
Oh. Possibly. I don't know if he has the temperament for that.
And then, you know, Sam Purcell would be a man of the cloth.
Yes. He's a youth pastor.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, there you go. And then
he's got the energy. He's out there playing basketball with the kids and probably like tearing an ACL in a pickup game or something.
Lamonis would own a string of Kia dealerships across the Southeast. Lamonis Kia.
You think he's a car dealer?
I think he's a salesman. I think he knows how to sell.
See, I'm kind of opposite on that. I don't think Chris is a guy that likes to. I don't think he's that type. He's kind of a low key guy to me.
Well, I'm just saying, like, that's why he owns the dealerships. He's not out there on the floor.
Well, I mean,
you know, remember he had a reputation when he got here. He was a big time recruiter. So, I mean, I think that's what I'm saying. Now that he's on top, he's like, let the other guys do that for me.
Maybe.
That's why I'm you know, just saying, you know. Instead, you know, you're strike three, you're out. You need to head over to Lamonis Kia for better deals.
Why's it got to be a Kia? That like
Kia,
I feel like
Hyundai.
You're short selling him. It's like this.
Yeah, he and Stetson Bennett are they in the same business? So.
Stetson Bennett's going to be an insurance.
No, Stetson Bennett Kia of Cartersville, Smyrna, and Marietta. Throw five picks in one game, or pick from five brand new 2024 Kia Sorentos.
There you go.
It's yours. Wade Jones asks us, does your wife try to claim that since y'all have been married, your taste for food has widened? Does she think you're the reason you like different foods? She's never said that to me. I do like a lot more foods now than I did 20-some-odd years ago, but I don't think she has anything to do with it.
With you being so like precise about what you eat, I would hate to see what your palate was 20 years ago.
It was a lot different. I didn't eat hardly any vegetables, hardly nothing. Nothing.
Well, that's not a shock at all.
I eat vegetables all the time now.
Just on a pure steak and potato diet, and probably
I didn't really like potatoes. Eat. It was like mac and cheese or rice. That was pretty much it.
Oh,
so
you were 6 years old,
basically, yeah.
At age 36,
at 26.
I like mac and cheese too. I'm not going to hate on that too much.
All right, Mangum Cafe. Why are cologne and perfume commercials so weird? I ask this a lot. I guess it's because you can't really describe what the product is, right? Like, it makes you smell good. Well, you can't, like, what do you, you can't be like, this cologne was made with, that's boring. You have to, you know.
They're all, like, intimate.
Yeah.
Like, they're all, like, and I think that's the selling point, is if you wear this cologne, you will get a very good-looking woman who immediately falls in love with you.
Yeah.
That's what it is. It's like, and like there are things in perfume and cologne that have that like aroma that gets to people.
Yeah, the pheromone like, thing happening.
Pheromone, that's right. Yeah. It's like a love potion.
Yeah.
Like you wear it and people are more attracted to you.
Falk, the newest scent from Thunder and Lightning.
We need a Thunder and Lightning cologne.
We do. It smells like hot takes.
And hot Cheetos.
And hot, ooh, now we're talking. will the hype around the Pitt game, with the hype around the Pitt game, can the Hump host better non-conference games? Eh. I mean, State's not going to give away home. They're not going to do just home games, right? You got to be able to do home and away. So who's willing to come here is the question. I remember that was part of the ACC challenge, too. That's not, you know, State will be on the road next year if they're a part of that. So, I don't know.
Yeah, and you know, the better that Mississippi State gets, the better opponents they're going to play. I'll say that. I don't know if Jans is going to go play true road games at like Kansas or something, but you know, that you could get a home and home with a big time opponent. The way that the NCAA tournament gets selected now with the net and like strength of schedule and stuff like that, he's going to be a lot smarter with how he schedules games and how it can help Mississippi State move up the line. So, you know, we'll see. I would love to see some non-conference games that bring that kind of notoriety to it. I thought that was really cool to have a non-conference game have that kind of hype to it. It felt like an SEC game.
It did. It really did. Jackson Waldrop. Oh, I'm sorry. Hold on. I'm sorry, Jackson. We'll come back to you because you fi he fixed it. He fixed it. He came back. He got it fixed. But he wants Mangum Cafe wants us to rank these Ole Miss blunders. Eli trips over himself. LSU 2003, 4th and 25, 2015 Arkansas, Kentucky 2024. See the Ole Miss that there's no blunder in there. They just lost. Like the other two things are like guy tripped over his own 2 feet. That's
They
funny.
lost to Kentucky.
Yeah, that's
I
just
mean,
funny.
losing it is a blunder in
Okay,
itself.
I would say nothing will
I
ever
mean,
top 4th and 25. That is
for the
easily
sake
number.
of that, for the sake of what you're saying,
Okay.
let's just say missed field goal against
Well, do you know what
Kentucky.
the blunder is in that game? It's the 4th down completion. They throw the ball up to Barrion Brown, and he just like there's no reason for him to catch that pass.
Yeah.
So, but number 4th and 25 is the number one easy. It's not even close. And
Yep.
then I'll go. I would actually put Eli second and the Kentucky thing third.
That 4th and 25, it still boggles my mind how that
Incredible.
happened.
It's incredible.
I'm complete luck, but you know.
It's fun. Rob Montgomery, I saw that Texas lost in the SEC title game and only their first season in the conference. I assume, though, that outside of the likes of Vanderbilt and Kentucky, everyone else in the SEC has made it to Atlanta at some point in the last 30-plus years. Well, I mean, you know, first off, Oklahoma obviously hasn't. It's just their first year as well. And Texas A&M, you know, they're 12 years in, but they've never been. And then you mentioned Vanderbilt and Kentucky. Obviously, they've never gone. Of the originals, you know, it's Vanderbilt and Kentucky, and is there anybody else from the original?
Ole Miss.
Well,
Ole Miss.
Ole Miss has never been. That is
Never
right. I
been.
forgot about that. I
Never ever been.
forgot about that.
Shame.
Yeah, Jay in Baltimore. Cops quickly captured the alleged CEO killer, and countless crime documentaries have proven it's basically impossible to evade capture in the world of surveillance cameras and social
Wait,
media.
what's going on here?
With what?
The alleged CEO killer?
Yeah, they caught him yesterday.
What is that?
Oh, this guy killed the CEO of some major insurance company.
I have no clue.
And apparently it's because like they denied a claim that his grandmother died, so he just went and killed the CEO guy.
All right.
All right. Anyway, the question is, how long do you think you could outrun the law if given 6 months to prepare? The problem is, Robbie, I'm not saying we're famous, but we have enough notoriety that people know us. It'd be really tough for us to evade capture.
Yeah, and it's just gotten really difficult now with cameras everywhere.
You
I
can't
mean,
call anybody. They'll pinpoint where your phone is.
you're gonna have to get like a new identity, a new vehicle. Like you've got, I mean, it's at the point now, like it's very difficult to get away with it. I watch enough true crime documentaries and shows and things like that. I just don't see a way around it. Unless you're just escaping the country. And even people that escape the country get caught.
Zachary Cooey, thoughts on the college football playoff. I think everyone gets hung up on the 12 best teams versus the 12 teams that earn the right to be there. Everyone can only play on their schedules. I mean, this is the truth of the matter. I mean, Indiana went 11-1 in the Big Ten. That team deserves to play for a national title. They went 11, you can't only play the teams you're scheduled. 11-1 in the Big Ten is you're playing for a national title. 9-3 in the SEC, and you're not. Simple
Well,
as that.
here's the thing, like if you're just giving it to the best teams, what's the point of even playing games?
Right.
Like if we're just gonna say, well, Ole Miss, like I saw, you know, some people that are scouts or whatever were tweeting the other day, like, well, Ole Miss has all these players that are gonna be in the NFL and South Carolina and Alabama. That's not the purpose of the playoff.
Yeah.
You didn't do your job in the regular season, You're not getting a gift just because you're more talented than everybody else.
Right.
If anything, you don't deserve to get in because you had that amount of talent and you wasted it to the point where you didn't make the playoff. Mm-hmm. So there has to be a reward for winning ball games and not losing them, like SMU did. I know SMU lost to BYU,
mm-hmm.
but they were a one-loss team in the regular season in a power conference.
BYU is ranked. That's a
yeah, but
team.
It's not. You know, that's not a team that traditionally, if you look at the SEC and you say, you know, well, you know, Ole Miss beat Georgia, whatever. That's not a team that really stacks up if you're comparing resumes. At least from an outsider perspective, like somebody that's just looking at it in that regard. But BYU is a solid team. They're a good team. But, you know, people are going to use the fact that Ole Miss and Alabama and teams like that, they're playing a gauntlet of the schedule. And the problem with that argument is you lost to Kentucky, you lost to Vanderbilt, you lost to Oklahoma. You're done.
Yeah. We all said in August that if you went 9-3 in the SEC, you weren't going to get in. Why did it change in December? It was always the same.
And we actually said if you had two losses, you weren't getting in. But, you know, it got so chaotic, it kept kicking the can down the road.
Winston asked us, is the lackluster season that was had by a player like Xavion Thomas not a red flag for wide receivers in particular looking to jump from state in the portal? I can't help but think he would have had better production here. So if Xavion stays last year, they probably don't go too hard after Kevin Coleman, right? And he has the same season. Does he have the same season that Kevin Coleman has? Is he capable?
No. I don't think so. I just think Xavion is like, I just don't think that he is that caliber. I think he has a lot of talent. I just don't think he's.
Yeah.
He hasn't proven anything that says he's a Kevin Coleman.
Lost a ton of money, man. He lost.
He lost. I mean, but he might. I mean, I'm sure he's happy. That's who he wanted to play for.
Yeah.
I mean, so I can't really
come back in a couple years when you could have been sitting on 1.5 mil and tell me if you're still happy.
Yeah.
Brooks Taylor trying to be a spokesman like Nathan Taylor and did a brisket with mesquite for Thanksgiving. What wood chips do you prefer when smoking meat? Mesquite with beef is interesting. Don't hear that a lot. I am a hickory and pecansman. I'll throw some cherry on there every now and then. If I do mesquite, it's usually with chicken. It's usually something I want to cook quickly.
Hickory's very good. I don't do a whole lot of smoking meat, but when I do, I do like a piece of cherry wood in there just for
cherry.
It's got a little bit of a sweet kick to it.
Apple also very good.
Yep. It's crazy how that wood
is good, but I've never used it.
It's crazy how those chips and the wood like can change the flavor of your food. It's really, really an interesting concept.
Yeah,
but there's a total difference in taste whenever you grill something and when you smoke it.
Yeah, agreed, 100%. Also from Brooks, will On3 ever do baseball recruiting, or does D1, Baseball America, and Perfect Game have that covered up? I don't ever see On3 or 24/7 getting into the college baseball game.
We asked about that a few years ago, and there's just not a big enough market for it.
Mm-hmm.
There's actually a growing market more in women's sports, softball, women's basketball. And we've actually started doing on our network – like women's basketball recruiting rankings, softball recruiting rankings.
Mm-hmm.
The market is much larger. I mean, they've looked at it across the board for those sports than it is for baseball, which is really kind of interesting. That, you know, as a state person, we're so ingrained in the culture of college baseball, but if you look across the board, it's just not there nationwide. Women's basketball, women's softball is more popular than college baseball.
Yeah. Brick Thomas asks, favorite reindeer?
Rudolph. Does he count?
Yeah, he can count. Sure, why not?
All the other ones blend together. This guy was
my favorite is the same as Joe Lee Dunn's favorite. I'm a Blitzen guy.
There you go.
I like Blitzen. Just wrapped up a general chemistry 1 exam. It was pointless in my life. What class or other thing did you have to do that was completely useless? Well, obviously, when you look back, most of them.
Math.
I took algebra 1, 2, 3, geometry, and trigonometry. Why? I took biology, advanced biology, chemistry, and physics in high school. Why?
I didn't need any of that stuff.
Needed none of it. You know, it's so funny, you know, because you're a little, but you might have had this in your age. I definitely had it. But, you know, teachers used to say all the time, like, you're not going to have a calculator everywhere you go. Yeah, I do. It's right
Yeah,
there.
phone.
My calculator right here. It's always with me. So.
And I use it when I use it all the time just to calculate basic math because I'm too lazy to do it in my head. And I'm still alive. I'm living. I'm getting a check every week. I mean, it is what it is.
Yeah. Justin Gray, are all NIL offers public info? Can we see somewhere how much each of these players is getting paid? If not, should it be? No, it shouldn't. No, it isn't. And no, it shouldn't be.
No.
I mean, do you want your salary out there? No.
And it's not good for Mississippi State if it is.
Yeah, it's not good for anybody.
Like, there's a lot of people that want that stuff out there. Like, no, you do not want that out there. You don't want people to know that your best player is making this much money.
Yeah.
Because all that does is continue to drive the price up. Teams come in, try to buy the player from you. You have to pay more money to keep them. It's just it's bad business.
Yeah. Brad Baxter.
I get people's like where they're coming from on that because, you know, they're giving the money. They should know certain things like that, but I just don't think it's good for Mississippi State.
Yeah, I agree. Brad Baxter, has Tennessee athletics in 2024 had the best calendar year athletic run ever by any school in the Big Three sports? So calendar year.
Baseball national championship.
Yeah, football, they're in the college football playoff.
I mean, the baseball national championship wouldn't be in this.
Well, he said calendar year.
That's right.
So, but not, the problem with that is, okay, so last year Alabama played in the college football playoff and then played in the Final Four.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. They had a national title and they're playing in the college football playoff.
I mean, their baseball wasn't good, but.
Yeah, well, their baseball was. Yeah.
Well, they made the tournament.
Yeah, they made the tournament. They hosted. Yeah, they were okay.
But still, was that enough?
Well, then
I don't know. I would have to look.
What was Tennessee's basketball this year there? This past year? Were they Elite Eight?
They were pretty good. I can't remember where they finished.
Yeah.
But they won the SEC, didn't they? No, Alabama won the SEC.
Alabama won the SEC.
But they were top five, top 10 pretty much all year.
It's really good. I won't take anything away from them, for sure.
Yeah, I don't know if it was the best ever. I mean, there's been so many years. I mean, it's hard to tell.
All right. Our last two questions are from our friend Alexandra Watson. How is it that how are we an engineering school, but yet we can't seem to find anyone who could install LED lights? You'd think there'd be somebody out there who would give us the alumni discount. There's got
to
be.
Yeah, or figure out a way to make it work to where. Yeah. I just don't buy a lot of this. A lot of the excuses we're getting on it, and I love the people that have told us this, and I'm not calling them liars or anything like that. I just don't buy it. I think that I think it's a decision not to do it.
Yeah.
Do other things more than anything.
And then last one from Alex. If your car has two cup holders that are on top of each other like this colon, it's a colon, not side by side, which cup holder belongs to the driver and which one belongs to the passenger? I think it's the driver's choice.
I think the driver is the back side.
The back.
Yes.
Okay.
The one.
The bottom one.
Yes.
Okay.
I think because
one closer to the back seat. We'll say it like that.
To me, it's easier to reach with your right hand
mm-hmm.
and grab that one.
Okay.
And for the person in the passenger seat to reach with the left hand, it's not. They're
I
not
see where
doing
you're going.
This.
I see where you're going.
Yeah,
that makes sense. I just think it's the driver's choice. Whichever one they're more comfortable with, they get first choice.
Yeah, I can see that. I don't like those cup holders.
But you want them side by side?
We need to have this is an assigned cup holder. We know this first one is the driver, and the one right next to it is the passenger.
I see what you're saying. All right. Remember, no podcast tomorrow. We will be back on Friday. We'll talk. Maybe we may talk some commitments out of the transfer portal in there. We never know. Never know what's going to happen. Robbie will get off his butt and do some work. Maybe we get some commitments around here.
It's all my fault.
I blame you. All right, guys. For Robbie Falk, I'm Brian Haydad. Thanks for listening to Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk.
If you hear me.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.